Okay, I'm okay. I
can't see nothing. Gotta open my eye. Cut me, Mick.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, cut me. Cut me.
Try it. Cut it.
You're bleeding inside,
Sam. I'm gonna stop the fight.
I'm gonna stop it. Nothing, man.
You stop this fight, I'll kill you.
That's it, Rick.
I won't stop it.
I'm going.
You wanna go?
They look like they've been in a war, these two.
Come on over.
Oh, the champion really tagged him.
And Apollo clearly protecting his right side, his ribs. Oh, look at that.
Well, he punches. Hard left and right.
Oh, look at the blood coming out of
him. Oh, he's spitting up blood now.
You win the 15 rounds. How do you feel?
All right.
What are you thinking about when that buzzer sounds for that last? What are you thinking about when the 15 rounds are you coming out?
There's your
ass!
Rocky, do you think you had it won?
I don't know.
How about a statement, Rocky?
Actually, I don't know. I'm a loss for words.
Rocky,
do you think you had it won? Rocky,
do you think you had it
won?
Does
my nose look as bad as Mickey's?
It ain't that horrible. Now give him a break.
Got one more.
Get out of there.
Rocky, is that the worst beating you ever took?
No. No, you're going to get worse if you don't get out of here.
Rocky, what'd you think going into the last round?
I don't know that I should have stayed in school or something.
Rocky, do you think you have brain damage?
I don't see any.
Where is he? Where is he?
How about a statement? Get away. How about a statement? How about a statement?
Stallion!
How about a story?
You got it all wrong, Stallion. We're lucky. So lucky. What you did was a miracle. You're the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I want you to know that, Stallion.
Do I look lucky?
Look, nobody goes the distance with me. Get up out of that chair, Chump, and let's finish this fight right now.
Apollo, don't. Please, look,
is he serious?
Where you going down? Did the bell save you, Apollo?
Bell nothing, man. I can beat that chump. I'll fight him any place, anytime.
Does that mean there'll be a rematch?
I said any place, anytime, man. Can you hear?
Hey, yo, Apollo, you said there weren't going to be no rematch.
Look, chump, any place, anytime.
Rocky, a rematch could be worth millions.
Well, I'm officially retired now.
Don't you run out on me now. Don't you run out on me, Stallion. I gave you a shot the first time. Now I'm ready to give you a second shot.
That sure has a lot of energy. You know, you got nothing to prove.
I don't care what the hell them judges said. This is the man I want to fight.
I'm going to show you how lucky you are. You're going to fight me again, Chuck. Come back here. Don't run out on me. Come back here, Rock.
So, Agent, you better go home because I'm going to be busy healing here for a while, you know?
No, I'll be here.
No, maybe you better go home with Paulie and get some sleep. Wait a minute. Get some sleep, you know?
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
See you later.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick. It affects my nose. I'm a little depressed about my nose.
We'll fix that, all right. It's the eye that concerns me.
The eye's great. Yeah. I never really felt this good. That guy should have seen us tonight. You did good. I almost won, you know, you should have seen it.
They had him in the 10th, and in the 15th he was gone.
You think so?
Trust me, I was there. How's your face, Rob?
Oh, no. How's it look?
I wouldn't want it. Okay, I got a little favor I'd like to ask you. You know, your friend Gazzo, he admires you a lot. Don't be giving me your old job with him.
You mean collected?
Yeah, I'm good with numbers.
Yeah. Okay, as soon as I can finish, healing here, tell him to give me my old job. Okay?
I appreciate that.
What are you doing here? Visiting hours are over. I have to ask you to leave. Now?
Okay, I'll see you later, boy.
Okay. Everybody's proud of you, Rob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now?
I feel good tonight.
Yeah, you look good.
Let's go. How are we feeling tonight?
Oh, very handsome. That tastes good.
My kid would die for your autograph.
Sure.
Would you sign it, please, to my good friend, Charlie Flynn?
Hands are so sore. My first autograph.
Thank you.
You're welcome. To my good friend, Charlie Flynn, who I don't even know. You Apollo?
How is it?
Oh, it's just me, Rocky. Listen, could you answer me one question?
Yeah, sure.
Could you give me your best?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This coming year, you know, Rocky, how you feel? You all right?
Yeah, I feel great being outside.
This coming year, you're going to make $300,000 with this.
Yeah?
This fiscal year.
Hey, Rocky!
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Hey, could you sign my head?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Hope it don't go to your brain. Bet that's heavy.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, just think how fast you'll be when you get it off.
Just a minute. Let me use your head for a minute, kid.
No.
Yes, Rocky,
I want to talk to you a little bit about this here.
It's the stand the deal.
Just talking about shaving stuff and
that's
things
all
like
you do. Sledgehammers, whatever, batteries.
There are all kinds of cords. All kinds of
like balls and baseballs.
Yeah, you're going to make $300,000. You've got to strike now while we're not talking. In 20 minutes, it's all over.
Yeah, people kind of forget.
The time is now if you want to make a dollar. Here, sign it here. Well, it takes you 2 seconds to
sign.
It's a standard deal.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll sign it, but I got to go somewhere now.
Where are you going? What could be more important than this?
I just got to do some things, you know. But I'll be back. I'll talk to you.
Give me a call. You want to call? I'll call you. You got a number?
No, I'll just call you. I'll go, hey, you!
Okay.
I'll call you.
All right, you call. Here. The guy's got brain damage.
You know, it's great being out of the hospital and not having to take all those pills and everything, and my legs were getting so sore and all that, you know? Just laying there, I was kind of shrinking and all that. It's great to be outside, you know?
What are we doing here at the zoo?
I kind of like this zoo a lot, you know? It's a special place, especially when it snows. You know, it kind of smells clean and everything like that, you know? Don't you like the zoo? Huh?
I like the zoo.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was wondering, like, what do you think you're doing for, like, the next 40 or 50 years?
What do you mean?
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me very much.
What'd you say?
If you wouldn't mind marrying me too much.
I'd like to marry you.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. I'll be a good guy, I promise. I ain't gonna do nothing wrong. I ain't gonna leave no hair in the sink or nothing like that. You know? Things are gonna be great, you know that? Hey! Hey, we're getting married, you know? You want to come? You can get out for the weekend. I'll send you an invitation, Mr. Tiger. That's fantastic. You get it? Oh!
Rocky Balboa, volete prendere Adriana Pennino qui presente per la vostra moglie?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Adriana Pennino, volete prendere a Rocky Balboa qui presente per vostro marito?
I do.
Thanks.
Io declaro che siete sposo e sposa. You may kiss the bride now.
Yeah, I gotta take this off.
Fare in pace. Go in peace and God bless you.
Thanks, Father. You've done real good. I'm proud of you. Okay. Things are going to be great.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Tony. Hey, I'm going to need any luck. Everything's going to be okay.
Hey, Rock, you want to buy into the test shop?
Well, thanks, but I want to do commercials instead, you know?
Commercials? What for? Concussions?
Yeah, concussions. Yeah. Isn't that Father something?
Okay. Hey, no. Good luck.
Thanks
very much. Thanks, Nick.
I got to go back to the gym. I got a couple of good prospects.
Yeah, they're really good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
All right, see you around, Mick. Thanks for coming.
Hey, we'll go drink now.
Good prospect.
Excuse me, can I borrow the bridegroom for one minute?
You're a beautiful legend.
Yeah, she's really turned out pretty.
Now, listen, how much money did you make in the last fight? I mean, how much money did you clear?
About 37 grand.
I know, taxes kill you. What are you going to do with your money now? You want to put them on the street?
Hey, Tony, I just got married in here.
I know, and I'm happy for you. How's about investing in condominiums? It's safe.
Condominiums?
Yeah, condominiums.
I never use them.
Hey, yo, what are you
happened, man?
You know, I just got a little marriage, you know.
Hey, right. Congratulations.
Yeah, what you guys doing? Drinking some wine here?
Yeah, man, we're doing it.
I'm going to give you some more. I like that stuff.
Okay, baby.
Give him something for him, Frank.
There are two kinds of love that you ought to know. There are two kinds of love. There are two kinds of love.
Who are they?
They're like the neighborhood jukebox, you know, those guys are singing all the time. You know, I never knew you were so light, you know?
Oh, never?
No, if I did, I would have carried you everywhere.
Are you getting tired?
No, this is great for the arms, I think it is.
I can't believe we're married.
Oh, we are. I got proof in my pocket.
Everything happened so fast.
Yeah, but I knew what was going to happen from the start.
What did you know?
Well, the first time I seen you, I says to myself, I says, even though this girl... they suffer from the disease of being shy. Underneath them sweaters and hat and... what'd you have on? About 20 sweaters, was it?
No, three.
Yeah, three sweaters is the best girl in Philly, you know?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I said that. I said that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All right, we are taking this out. Hey, yo, Buckus, could you get down? Come on. Go find another seat, will you?
You want me to help you with this? Hey, can I take this off? That's the way I like you. You know, you're the best thing that ever come to my crazy life. You know that? Huh? Really? You're the best thing that ever come into my life.
You think it'll always be like this?
Yeah.
I hope you...
what?
You never get tired of me.
Oh, no. You ain't never get rid of me. I ain't changing, I sure ain't never changing nothing about you.
I love you.
I love you too.
It's a great car.
Hey, here's the paper, right?
Thanks a lot. Yeah,
congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Same to you. Same to you. Isn't that nice?
You really don't need a car.
Oh, come on, Adrian. You know, I'm going to be doing commercials now. I can afford this, you know? No problem.
Well, do you know how to drive?
Run out of drive.
But you know how to drive.
I'm one of the greats. Are you kidding? Come on, I'll drive you. Let me put you inside the car. This is just to be like Cinderella and a pumpkin, you know?
Run
out of drive. I drive airplanes and bulldozers. I'd drive you crazy if you give me a chance. You know what I mean? yo, Adrian. Look at this here. Tell me that wouldn't look great on you, huh? This coat here? Huh? What about that one? You look good on me? Is that great? I look at this black thing here with a tiger on the back. You like animals? I love animals. Black, I like black. Black's kind of my favorite color. You want to buy them? Well, I think we'd get them before someone else buys them. What do you say? Come on, Adrian.
I think that would be perfect for her.
Yeah, I think that's perfect, too.
Don't you think she's kind of expensive?
Well, hey, do you like having a good time? Huh? Then you need a good watch. I'll tell you what, I want to get one for Paulie, too, okay? We'll take these.
What about one for yourself?
One for me?
One for you.
Well, I can't tell time very good, but all right, I'll take one, too.
Very good.
Hey, Gloria, you got something nice for Bucket, you know?
Sure thing, Roger. You like that?
Oh, yo, look at it. Hey, Buckus, look at that. Your neck looks great, huh? Is that nice? Hey, Gloria, you got something a little smaller, huh?
Yes. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. You see? Now, that's what I call class, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You okay, Buckus? Nice house. I'd say that's a nice house in general, wouldn't you? Huh? Look at these bricks, Adrian.
My husband's an expert on bricks.
Are these new bricks?
Yeah. Oh, this is a very solid neighborhood.
Yeah?
I like this. Very nice.
I like these bricks. They're very nicely done here. Look very solid. Nice mailbox. I like this mailbox. You know, these numbers almost add up to 9 here. I like that. That's a good omen. Oh, wow. Nice house. Really nice. Hey, Adrian. Maybe that's a great spot for a bag. You know, I can teach you how to work that bag someday, you know?
sir, you have a couple of plumbing.
Upstairs and down.
Yes?
This whole house is supported with steel, the whole thing.
Yes?
This, all these floors are solid oak. Solid.
Yeah?
Well, Mrs. Bob Oak, can I show you the kitchen? I think you're going to really like it.
Solid. That's good to know. Hey, Adrian, that's a great spot for a radio right over there, you know?
Lovely steps, nice steps.
Very nice kitchen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kitchen, what are the taxes every year?
$1,500. Hey, Agent, I like it. I know a pretty good deal when I see one, too.
Excuse me, I
want
to talk to my husband for 1 second.
Sure, I'm available. I got no appointment.
Rocky, you're making this man's job, you know, very easy.
Fine.
The bank says it will give us a $16,000 first mortgage at 9.5%.
Well, hey, that don't matter. I say we get the house now, huh?
Yeah, but we need to go upstairs.
That don't matter. It's just details. I'm sure it's nice.
Details? Are you sure?
Absolutely. Okay. All right, we'll take the house. And it better not leak or else. No, I just wanted to tell you something. Oh, excuse me. Could you stand over there? I got to talk secretly with
your
wife.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah. You know, I kind of feel stupid, you know, talking like this with the lights on and everything, but, you know, the house here and the solid oak floors and all that stuff and the plumbing wouldn't mean nothing without you being here, because, I don't know, without you being here, I wouldn't be here either, you know?
You don't have to speak.
No. Dum, 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 dum. Okay, let's go celebrate here.
Marianne, Marianne, listen to this. You didn't beat nobody, and anybody who knows boxing knows the fight was fixed. This one came from London.
You call yourself the champ. You're a fake. The fight was a fake. Go kill yourself.
Wouldn't you rather play with the children than read hate mail?
How much did you get to carry that bum for 15 rounds? You're a disgrace to your people.
Why can't you ignore it?
Are you serious?
Come on, let me get your phone.
Hey, ready, man?
All right, I'm ready. Hey, what are you getting wise with me? Come on, throw the ball, Swifty. Let me see your best here. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Hey, come on, I'm ready now. I'm just warming up. Are you ready for this? You better keep your mouth closed and come in that direction. Now I know that they weren't no weight. Come on, Swifty. Yes?
Yes.
Yo, Adrian, you did it! Oh, yeah. I knew you had it in you. Woke up this morning with a smile on your face. And something special could happen today. I wasn't sure what. But I knew it was going to be different. You know, I was thinking, this kid has your good looks, you know, and your good brains, and my good left hook is really going to be something. Oh, no, what if it's a girl? A girl? What's a girl? Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, she'll be everything I'm not. She won't have to be shy.
Oh,
we could give her singing and dancing lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, how about a new dress every day? Would you like that?
have to hire a bodyguard when she starts going to school to keep all the boys away. You know how them little boys can be. A real pest in general, can't they?
And if it's a boy, I'd like him to be just like the father.
Don't you think one dumbbell in the family is enough, huh? I'll tell you one thing. This kid ain't gonna get no tattoos. He ain't gonna be hanging on no corners. He ain't gonna dress like no wise guy like me. I'll tell you that. He's gonna be a good somebody like you.
Like you?
No, like you.
Like you.
Like you.
Like you.
Yo, Adrian. We did it, didn't we?
How you feel, Rocky?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Listen, the reason we didn't call you a couple of months ago is we wanted to wait till the swelling went down.
I see.
But you look terrific now.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to make a buck together. Don't worry about it.
That's good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got a deal today from Smart Deal Toy Company.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of them?
No.
Maybe Mrs. Rocky did. Did you ever hear of Smart Deal Toy?
No.
No? Big. They're number one.
Uh-huh.
And they want to make a Rocky doll. You understand? You can kick it, you can beat it. For kids. Uh-huh. You can kick it, you can beat it. It does everything.
Yes, smart,
that's right. Takes a terrific beating.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea. We're going to make a lot of money with it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Is he ready, dear?
Finito.
How do I look?
The best.
Fabulous.
Adrian, how do I look?
Different.
Sensational. Come on, let's get it on, huh?
Okay.
He's going to be great.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah. Well, how do I look? I look stupid, don't I? Got any deodorant?
No.
Excuse me.
All right. We're ready. Let's go, Arthur. In the cage, okay. Rock. Just the way we rehearsed.
Everyone get ready for picture
come on,
now.
Rock. We're running late. Girls, come on. Look alive, dear. Girls. Yeah. A little higher.
Get ready.
That's it. Magic time. Look alive.
Yeah. Roll, please.
Speed.
Feast after shave. Pick one.
Action.
Go now.
Action.
In the morning, I splash it on, and it makes me smell manly.
Smell manly? Cut. Does that smell manly? Can you read that, Rock?
Yeah.
So let's go again.
Well, excuse
me. Once again, fellas.
You know, I know I said it wrong, but it really don't smell manly. I mean, do you think this stuff smells like a man? I say absolutely no.
Are you finished?
I'm sorry.
Okay, rolling again.
Nice and quiet.
Feast after shave, take two.
Action.
In the morning, I splash it on, and it surrounds my face with class.
Cut.
Action.
And feast after shave will turn the women into beasts.
Cut. Action.
If you want to be the king of the beast and smell like a jungle rat, cat, I'd rat, cat, they look a little like.
Action.
In the afternoon, when I put it on to go out with the guys and have a rendezvous.
Cut. Cut. We're cutting this set. We're going to the alternate set.
New deal.
I can get it, you know, it's...
I'm sure you can. Will you get out of the cage?
The word rendezvous.
Yes, rendezvous over to the other set, Rock, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We've only wasted 4 hours. Arthur, let's reorganize here. We're going to the alternate set.
Don't sound great inside before it come out like that.
Get the damn club away from and get the girls into their other outfits. Where is the wardrobe people? Where are the prop people? All right, wet them down. Arthur, step out, please. Speed.
Feast after shave, the contender, take seven.
Trying to get it right. Action.
Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian style. They say I'm the American dream, but not because... Can I do it over again?
Christ, cut. No, just keep it rolling, keep it rolling. Just read it off the dummy cards.
Dummy cards?
Please, go on.
Wait a minute. I'd like to explain something. You know, I ain't punchy. I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain. But I ain't punchy, you know. It's just the way I talk here.
What's the difference? Can you just do it the way it's written?
Well, that ain't right. This whole thing here ain't right, you know.
What isn't right?
Well, you're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners, ain't it, Adrian?
Yes.
But I tell you, I gotta be almost punchy to be doing this in front of my wife.
You want to quit? Then quit! Leave! Get out of here! I didn't want you for the setup in the first place! You have wasted our time, sir! This is a complete bust the whole afternoon. Leonard, Leonard, where are you going? I want you to take him with you, Leonard. Take this man with you. He is not a professional. I only work with professionals. You cost us thousands of dollars because you can't read.
It's no time to cuss me, snarled the robber. By God, fellas, grab your rifles and take color and cover. How's that sound?
Good.
Yeah?
Mm.
No, being a good reader is going to help me get a good office job, you know. Want to hear some more?
I can't wait.
Okay. There ain't no cover, Smokey, said Brad Lincoln. We better head for the canyon.
You read nice.
Thank you. You lie nice.
Thank you.
And how far did you go in high school, Mr. Balboa?
Ninth.
And one last question. Do you have a criminal record?
Nothing worth bragging about.
Would you be interested in some sort of manual labor?
Well, I got nothing against honest manual labor. It's just I'd like to see if I can make a living sitting down like you're doing over there.
Can I be honest? No one's going to offer you an office job. There's too much competition. Why don't you fight? I've read somewhere you're a very good fighter.
Yeah? Well, was you ever punched in the face 500 times a night? You know, it stings after a while, you know. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Mr. Balboa?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. We have nothing.
You sure?
Next.
Hey, look, pal. You gotta be realistic. You got no high school diploma, no qualifications. Wouldn't you be more content with a good-paying, menial labor job?
Last week?
Thanks.
Weren't you here last
week? The way I see it is I can get another job if I want it, you know? But do I want it? I mean, do I want to be doing something I ain't gonna be happy doing? Plus, you know, we need the money now, Buck, cause that dogs don't want to hear my problems. Come on. Yeah. I wish I was a canine sometimes. Give me a kiss.
The only job I got is bugging beef.
Come on, you have nothing better for Rocky than hauling beef.
Hey, that's all I got, and we're cutting back, too. So, Rocky, if you want to work, it'll be from week to week, okay?
Well, that's okay with me, but when can I start?
How about tomorrow?
Well, how about today?
Okay, we got a load coming in.
Great.
Hey, Polly, you look kind of skinny there, huh?
Yeah, he's losing weight, eh?
Just don't bother to thank me.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, Paul. And you don't have to thank me for the watch, either. Best looking thing I've seen all day.
You look tired.
No, my face is tired. I feel okay.
You want to take a hot bath?
Oh, come on, that's the dynamic, honest. Hey, listen, tomorrow, I was thinking it'll work. Maybe after work, I'll take you out. Want to do something nice, huh? Want to do that? I'd like to do that. How's your stomach?
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You look great, don't you? Thank you.
then.
Yo! Yo, Rock!
Hey, Jim!
You want me first? I gotta let you go.
I'm going good.
Yeah, real good, but we got to cut back on manpower and you ain't got enough time in, you know? Seniority.
Well, how about if I take a cut in pay, all right?
Can't do it. Union rules.
Can I finish up the day?
Sure. Rocky, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you too.
My brother-in-law, Rock. Kid of five. My brother-in-law, come to visit me.
How you doing? How's everything done? How's business?
Yeah. Looking over your old stomping ground.
Yeah. Listen, boy, you want to buy this car, you know?
I thought you liked it.
Yeah, it's okay, but I don't need it no more. You know, I have a hard time making these right turns in my bad eye. I keep hitting trash cans and things like that.
You got problems at home? You need bread?
No, everything's okay. You know, this car would look great wrapped around you, you know, wouldn't it?
If you need a handout, I'll give you a handout.
No, I don't need no handout, boy. Look, you want to buy the car?
Shoot. Why don't you be smart and fight again?
That's okay. I don't need to fight no more. Listen, you want to buy the car?
Yeah.
You want to pick up the payments and all that?
Yeah, my sister giving you a hard time? You know, she is. You break her teeth.
I appreciate the advice, boy, but I kind of like her teeth, you know, where they are. Okay? Here you go, you bought yourself a car. Good car, you know. Gotta buckle up the safety and all that.
Where you going? You need a lift?
Nah. See you around. Canaan today.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know. I was, well, you know, it's nobody's fault. We were just cutting back. You know, it was economics.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I was, thinking about fighting.
What about Uriah? You know, the doctor said you shouldn't fight anymore.
No. He recommended I don't fight, and I recommend that I do.
You go blind.
Nobody's going blind. Honest, I see great. I see like a beagle or something like that.
Oh, Rocky, you gave me your word you wouldn't fight anymore. I mean, if we need money, I could get a job.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, sure. I can get my job back, you know, part-time at the pet shop.
But I'm the one who's supposed to support.
It's just for a little while.
And so what if you catch some pet shop disease or something?
Then no. Pet shop disease is Rocky. I mean, I want to work.
Well, maybe you're right, man. Yeah. You know what's best, now. Could you start dinner? I'm starting to get a little hungry. I just want to finish my work out here, okay?
Sure.
Avon Lady.
What's that, Rocky? Hey! I don't remember giving you no key. Come on up here. What a prodigal son return. You don't look so bad, do you, kid? What's that outer space monster you brought with?
That buck is my large dog. What's that in your ear there?
What is this? I hear stupid things better. Well, now, did you come here to show me that dog?
No. Me can I have my locker back?
Here, what's on your mind?
Fight.
Fight? What? You want to go blind?
Ah, nobody's going blind.
Now, you heard what I said?
Yeah, the eye's great. No problem.
Now, listen, every pup thinks he has one good one left. Now, forget it, because your fighting career is over, kid.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know, I spent my whole life getting a career. I get one, and you tell me it's over.
What's the matter? You shook the hell out of the champion of the whole wide world. You'd be happy with that.
Well, maybe we can do better this time.
Well, worse. What about that?
Hey, young mate. I done you a favor last time, you know. Can you do me one this time?
I don't know. You don't understand me. Now, look, I want to show you something now. Test it. Right. Now, look, you look right there at the end of my nose.
Okay.
I want to test you.
Look at your nose.
You look at my nose now. When I bring my finger in, you tell me when you see it,
okay.
Will you?
There's a little thing, I see it.
That's good.
I told you it's okay.
Now wait. Have we tried the other lamp? Now look here, will you? Now tell me.
I see it.
Now you see nothing. Creed would have caved in the whole side of your face. Now forget it, kid. You got the heart, but you ain't got the tools no more. Now forget it.
Is that right?
That is right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's you who ain't got it no more. You know that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's it. Now, look. You didn't even see that coming, did you? No. Well, that was from a broken-down pug like me. What do you think the champ would do to you?
Hurt me bad.
No, he'd hurt you permanent.
You know, Mick, if I can't fight no more, maybe I can help out around here, you know?
Yeah, well, sure, but, you know, you're like royalty here, kid. You want those guys to see you carrying towels and buckets around? Where's your dignity?
I don't know how to say this, you know, just... I gotta be around it.
All right, kid. Well, you come back tomorrow, huh?
Thanks, Tommy.
Anybody else. But as long as I'm going to be promoting this fight myself, I want a lot more pressure put on for a rematch.
Hey, we can get the same money for the two top contenders. Why go after Balboa? Why?
Because there's still a lot of people out there that think he won. There's a lot of people out there accusing me of having the fight fixed, accusing me of being a fake and insulting my kids at school. That's why.
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah, I want to hear the truth.
The truth is that last time he was damn lucky. Now he's all finished. I mean, he's been hanging around doing nothing for 6 months. And any trainer worth anything wouldn't have nothing to do with him. Now, I say, let's go after some new meat. Forget this bum.
You think I beat him the last time? Do you?
You got the decision. Man, I won, but I didn't beat him.
What are you afraid of, Tony?
Honest?
Yeah, honest.
He's all wrong for us, baby. I saw you beat that man like I never saw no man get beat before. And the man kept coming after you. And we don't need that kind of man in our life.
Thank you. Look, you're in charge of my public relations, right? I want a whole new campaign started. I want something done publicly to bring this man out. I want something done to jar at this man's pride. I want something done to get the people around him talking. All right?
You realize if we use this humiliation tactic, you're setting yourself up as a bad guy.
Look, ma'am, whatever gets him in the ring.
Janitor, Rock. You don't need a job like this. Besides, you're Italian. Now, you come back and work for me, Rock.
Yeah, well, what would I be doing? You mean like, like collecting or something?
Well, what else? Look, you come back, you work on the docks. Get some fresh air. It stinks in here.
Yeah, Tony, I appreciate the offer, but, I can't do that stuff no more.
It's healthy, huh? Well, look, I gotta go. Take it easy, huh, champ?
Yeah. See you around.
Remember that guy, Rock? Yo! How's everybody in the clubhouse tonight?
Fine. How'd your day go?
A million laughs. You know, it was great. You need some help with that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Hey, you know, Adrian, I was thinking maybe you ought to stay home and rest your stomach, you know?
Well, come on, Rock. It's just part-time. We need the money.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Here we go. That ain't my brand. Huh? I like oatmeal. Hey, listen, why don't we forget all this work? Listen, you want to come home with me now and maybe I'll tell you a few jokes on the way home and maybe you'll laugh, you know? Huh? We need a few laughs in our life. What do you think? Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay, let's get out of here, okay? Here we go. Hey, listen, Adrian.
Yeah.
Listen to this one. Why do cows wear belts?
Why?
Because the horns don't work. Is that killing you? No? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
They really used to like it in third grade. I used to break everybody up with that one.
No! Really sweet, good man.
You talk talking to you?
No, he probably has me mixed up with somebody else. Come on.
Italian chicken.
Boy, you guys got the easy life. Hey, how you guys doing? Did anybody move today, you know? Huh? How's life in the bowl? You gotta exercise once in a while. Would you like a little snacklet or something? Here you go. Come on, Cuff. Hey, Link, what are you drowning down there? Huh? Hey, wanna hear some TV? Huh? Wanna hear some TV?
Los Angeles Rams. The Rams defeated the Buccaneers in overtime, 13-10, on Frank Correll's 45-yard field goal.
Hey, Bucky, come here, Bucky. Come on, boy. Huh? What did you do today, huh? Huh? Did you bark at anybody today? You know, Adrian, sometimes I look at Buck and I don't think he's a normal canine.
Well, what do you think he is?
I don't know. He just don't look like a regular dog to me sometimes, you know, when I look inside there.
Because earlier today, I was down at Apollo Creed's Palatial Gym. And as usual, the world champion was not at a loss for words about Rocky Balboa.
Look, I know a lot of people out there want to see me in a rematch with a timid fellow who calls himself the Italian Stallion. But this man does not have the honor to meet me in the ring. Or is it Scallion?
Now, listen.
What's his name?
Fairness, Apollo.
What is your name,
Balboa, huh? Did officially retire.
Yeah, the bum's hiding, the bum's running. He doesn't want to face me. He's scared. You know it, and I know it.
Apollo, I think there's more here than meets the eye. You've been under close scrutiny ever since that split decision victory. A lot of reporters, Apollo, including me, thought it was an even draw.
That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But now I'm ready to have a rematch to prove that this lucky club fighter, and that's what he was, lucky, does not have the skill to last 5 minutes in the ring with a superior athlete like me. The man's running, the man's hiding, the man doesn't want to face me. So I say to you, Rocky Balboa, whatever your name is, that I want the American people to know. I want the whole world to know that I'm ready, willing, and able to meet you anywhere, any place, any time. I will meet and defeat this so-called fighter who calls himself the Italian Stallion if the man only has the guts to give me a call. And you can call me Collect. Call me, Balboa!
This would be a legitimate rematch. The boxer against the puncher, and I think everyone wants to see them back in the ring together. But there's only one problem. Where is Rocky Balboa? I'm Remusberger.
I'm in front!
You know, I was thinking that I ain't supposed to do no commercials, and I ain't supposed to work in no meat house. I'm supposed to be a fighter.
But you gave that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm becoming nobody again, too.
Whose eye? Not mine.
In mine. In here.
We'll get by.
I just did. I don't want you to get by the hard way, you know? I want you to have good things. I want the kid to have good things.
Don't have him.
I just think we need him now, don't you?
Well, Rocky, please. You don't have to prove anything.
Adrian's all I know.
I don't want you to do it.
It's all I know. Adrian. You know, I never asked you to stop being a woman, you know? Please, I'm asking you, please, don't ask me to stop being a man. Please. Absolutely.
Rocky.
I'm sorry. Let's do it.
Apollo! Apollo! I might be chosen for the rematch.
This fight will be held in the Philadelphia Spectrum, because I want this man's hometown to see this. I want all of Philadelphia. I want all of America. I want the whole world to see me destroy this man after two short rounds. Because after this fight, he's going to have to donate what's going to be left of his body to science. But there won't be much. That I can guarantee you.
Rocky, what do you think about the fight taking place in the Spectrum?
Well, I'm very happy about that.
Why?
Well, it's only about 10 minutes from my house.
Apollo, a lot of people say that you lost the first fight, a victim of the southpaw jinx. Did fighting a left-hander throw you off?
Southpaw jinx, nothing. Last time I took the fight too lightly and this man was just plain lucky. But this time you all will see the real Apollo Creed. The whole world's going to see the real Apollo Creed. Lightning fast and hard to catch. No playing, no jiving, just business.
Rocky, do you think you have a chance this time against Apollo?
I don't know. He looks pretty mad. Me and Mick, we're going to try our best. You know.
His lungs he's going to punch out.
Now, who's that? Al Capone?
I don't sweat you.
Look here. A lot of people may not like me, and that's okay. But come November, Apollo Creed will provide the ultimate gala spectacle on Thanksgiving in front of this man's home crowd. I'm going to drop him like a bad habit.
Rocky, your pay for the fight is very substantial. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, the first thing I got to do is I got to pay the rent, you know. And then, well, I made this list on the way over. I was just thinking of things to do. I'd like to get a couple of hats and a motorcycle and a couple of quarts of perfume for Adrian. She likes to smell good. And some Muppet toys, you know, Ernie and Big Bird and that frog. What's his name? Kermit? I thought maybe a statue for the church. And I think a snow cone machine for you, Paul. You like snow cones, don't you?
Rocky, got anything derogatory to say about the champ?
Derogatory. Yeah, he's great.
How about some clowning shots, Apollo?
Yeah. Does this look like a circus to you, man?
Come November, you might.
He's very upset.
Oh, well.
See how smooth he moves there? See how he pumps that jab into your eye?
Yeah.
You got guts to go back in the ring with him, kid.
Thanks a lot, Mick.
Your style's too easy to figure out. I mean, left-handed fighters, they're the worst. You know? They lead with their face mostly. Trying to throw that big left. Right's no damn good. They ought to outlaw southpaw.
Now, why didn't you tell me this before?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Now, look. To pull this miracle off, you gotta change everything. You gotta learn to be a right-handed fighter. Now, this will confuse Apollo, and it'll protect that bad eye.
No, I can't learn how to fight right-handed no more.
What's can't? There ain't no can't. There's no can't. Now, he will beat you uglier than you are now. Now, listen. You start fighting right-handed, and then you change sudden, and that'll make history. But first, you gotta get speed. Demon speed. Speed's what we need. We need greasy, fast speed.
Now, I'll show you a trick how to get some speed in them legs. You have to wear that stinking sweatshirt.
Well, it brings me luck, you know.
You know what it brings? It brings flies. Now, listen, I want you to try, listen to me. I want you to try to chase this little chicken.
Well, what do I got to chase a chicken for? It's embarrassing, you know.
First, because I said so. And second, because chicken chasing is how we always used to train in the old days.
Yeah.
You catch this thing, you can catch grease lightning. Ready?
Yeah, well, I'd rather eat it than chase it. It ain't very mature, but if you say
well,
so.
Well, neither are you very mature. Now listen, get this thing.
A fighter ain't a farmer.
Come on, go on and get him! Get him, get him, get him! Come on, what's the matter with you? Get him! Pick him up! Pick him up! Put him down! What's the matter here so fast?
Why are you standing still with some
beast? Can't you check your little chicken? Huh? Come on! Move your tail! Move your tail! You look like a girl out there. What's the matter with you?
I feel like a Kentucky fried idiot.
Wait. Come on. Give it.
Hey, Rock, what's the matter with my sister?
No. Boy, I wish you'd go talk. You know, Adrian don't like this, man. He started crying and everything. She don't like me fighting.
And what's with this domestic stuff? Tell the business, will you? Jab that till it hurts 500 times without stopping. You hear me? 500 times.
Hey, Mick, I want to use my other arm.
If you do, I'm going to chop it off. Is that clear?
I'll figure something.
Yeah, I wish you would, Paul. I appreciate it, you know.
I'm sorry. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Can we go to work? That would be nice. Now get that bag. Get it. Jab it to the Lloyds. Go ahead.
Three.
Yeah.
Four.
I want 500 high ones. Go.
What was that? Seven or eight?
Get me another one, all right?
Come on, you got to ease up on these fine partners.
You just get me another one.
Fine! What's the matter? That bag too fast for you? They're going to pound that sass right out of him. Last time we should have won. But this time, you're going to be scary, kid. You're going to be a greasy, fast, Italian monster. You're going to eat lightning. You're going to crap thunder. We'll have to put you in a cage, kid.
Take a break, you guys.
Break? What break? Where are you going? We're not finished. Hey, I said, where the hell are you going? Gotta train hard for 45,000 minutes. 45,000. That's 10 weeks. That's 10 hours a day, you listen. And you ain't even trained once. I don't know what the hell you're waiting for. What are you waiting for? What?
I don't know.
Yo, Rocky.
Hey, yo, boy, how you doing?
I'm worried about you. I've been watching.
What?
Your head ain't screwed on right.
Nah, come on, I'm doing okay. You know, I've been thinking, you know, would you like to work my corner? You want to get involved in this fight, you know?
Get involved what? Watching you get murdered?
Nah, come on, I'm doing okay.
Come on, my sister got you so guilty you're running all over the place.
She'll be all right.
Nah, it ain't all right.
Hey, boy, it's okay, all right?
It's not okay.
Yeah, just leave AJ alone, all right?
Yo, Adrian, where are you?
Boy.
Yeah, boy. What the hell are you doing? Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
About what?
About messing up that guy over there?
I thought with him, Paul. I'm just trying to keep him safe.
Hey, what? You feed these goddamn squirrels? Huh? Did I teach you how to do that? Well, ditching the guy when he needs your help? I can't believe my ears.
You don't teach me anything, Paul. Did it teach me anything? And I never hurt Rocky.
You're messing up his brain real bad. You know that?
What were you talking about?
Yeah, don't tell me. He's going to get hurt because of you.
Not true. Don't say that!
I'm saying,
come across and tell him it's all right.
Come
across.
No, all right, Paulie. If he goes far and you walk away, I can't. I love him. Get out!
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What's wrong?
Adrian, what's the matter?
Come on, where are your guts?
What's your problem, Mick?
My problem?
Yeah.
You got a problem, kid. You got a ticker problem. What's the matter? You got nothing left inside, huh? Because you're training like a damn bum, you know that?
Bum?
A bum!
Maybe you're right. Maybe I ain't got it no more.
All right. Then don't you waste my time no more. You hear that? Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Hey, Rock, they want you across the street.
What's the matter?
Your wife's sick.
Mr. Balboa? I'm Dr. Cooper. The baby is fine, even though it's a month premature.
What is it?
It's a boy.
Holy smoke, I didn't know she could do it. Yeah, well, how's Adrian? Where is Adrian?
She's had complications.
Like what?
Your wife was hemorrhaging when she was brought in. The premature delivery was most likely caused by straining of overwork, and the sudden loss of blood has caused her to slip into a coma.
You're very sick, but I don't want to believe that. I believe you're just tired, you know. So don't worry about nothing. You just sleep as long as you want, okay? And I'm going to be here when you wake up.
Together.
Okay. We gotta see him together.
Mr. Balboa, visiting hours are over.
Can I stay? I'll be quiet.
I'm sorry. Hospital rules.
I can't do any more as watching your stuff.
Do you have a chapel?
Yes, we do.
Can they?
She's a good girl. Me, you know, I'm sorry for both of you. Well, nothing I can do with it. Except, I like to tell you something once, and then I ain't gonna say it again. But Rocky got another shot. It's the second shot. At the, the biggest title in the world. Huh? And you're going to be swapping punches with the most dangerous fighter in the world. And just in case, you know, your brain ain't working so good, All this happens pretty soon, and he ain't ready. You know, nowhere near, you know, he ain't in shape. So I say, you know, for God's sake, why don't you stand up and fight this guy hard like you done before? That was beautiful. But don't lay down in front of him like this. Like a hyena over here. Some kind of mongrel or something. Because he's going to kick your face in pieces. That's right. This guy just don't want to win, you know. He wants to bury you. He wants to humiliate you. He wants to prove to the whole world that it was nothing but some kind of a freak the first time out. That he said you are a one-time lucky bum. Well, now, I don't want to get mad in a biblical place like this. But I think you're a hell of a lot more than that, kid. A hell of a lot. But now, wait a minute. If you want to blow it, if you want to blow this thing, damn it, I'm going to blow it with you. If you want to stay here, I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you. Yeah. I'll stay and pray. I got to lose.
Trail to the ranch, or no shorter one. Oh yes, there is, said Marvel. When I was a kid, I helped my old man trail some cattle up from the border.
Can you hear me, Adrian? Keep listening.
After breakfast, Bruce watched the party get away on a chase. He saw Cora and Kay and Bud start up the valley 15 minutes ahead of the others. At the last minute, the girl... Well, I just wrote this thing for you, Agent. I don't know. Maybe you like it. I'll just read it. It goes, remember when we was on ice skates? And I thought you were supposed to be great, but I kept giving you lip, and you kept trying to slip so I could catch you. And that was our first date, and after that, every day was great. So now I want you to know that where we would go, Atlantic City or in the snow, don't worry about a thing, because as long as I got this ring, I'll always be there to catch you. Thank you.
you come back.
Anybody want a refill? Adrian, it costs $6 a bottle.
No, I don't need it. I ain't drinking now.
You haven't seen the baby?
No, come on. I was waiting to see him together.
Hey, the kid's a winner. He's got forearms like him, Mickey. Here he is now. Look.
Oh, my baby. Oh.
Is that it?
Come on. Oh. I can't believe it. He's yours?
Yeah.
He's really yours?
Thank you.
Now, come on. You've done all the work. Adrian, I can't believe you've done this.
Believe me, we did.
Oh, no, he ain't got a name. What do you want to call him?
Paulie's a great name.
Yeah, Paulie's a pretty good name.
What about after the father?
Rocky Jr.? Come on, you really want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, Adrian's the best I ever seen. You really done good.
You look so tired. Why don't you go get some sleep?
Oh, no, no, I feel great. I feel great. Listen, I've been thinking. If you don't want me mixing with Creed no more, we'll make out some other kind of way, you know?
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take it!
Yeah, 47, 48, 49, 50.
Sure.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Baldwin speaking to you from the magnificent Spectrum here in Philadelphia, the site of Super Fight 2, with Rocky Balboa, the challenger, and of course, Apollo Creed, the world champion. My sidekick and partner again tonight, Stu Nahan.
Thank you, Bill. And for those of you who are watching tonight's telecast, we're going to see a real great battle in every sense of the word.
Don't worry about nothing. Gotta go. Agent, I wish the doctor'd let you go to this fight.
Me too.
You're the man, you're number one. Champ, the best of all time. The girls love you, men, old people love you, young people love you. You're the best. You're the man. And he's yours. He's yours. He's yours. This bum shouldn't even be in the same ring with you. I want you to show him who you are tonight. Show him who you are tonight. Stick him.
Paula, you're going to help out with the baby tonight, right?
I take care of everything.
Okay, you just take care of everything now, because you're in charge,
I'll
all right?
I take care of the dumb house. You're going to be late for your own fight.
Everything's going to be fine.
Well, maybe I better go fight now.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah, punch his lungs out.
Adrian, I wish you could go.
The doctor said no. I got the doctor's instructions.
Take care.
Good luck.
Best shape of his illustrious career. And Rocky Balboa, I know, is a 5-1 underdog. I know he's still a street brawler from Philadelphia. But can he repeat that incredible performance of 10 months ago? And you know, he took a real beating at the hands of the champion.
Hey, yo, Father Carmine! Father Carmine! Hey, Father Carmine, you home? Father Carmine! Hey, yo, Father Carmine!
Rocky, yeah.
That's me, Rocky Balboa.
Rocky?
Yeah.
Ma che cosa fai là? Non deve fare la lotta questa sera.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the fight right now, but I was wondering if you could do me a small favor, you know?
Ma sicuro, che favore, che?
Well, it's about the fight, you know? Now I got the family and the baby and all that stuff, and I was wondering, you know, if you could throw down a blessing so that if I get beat up tonight, you know, it won't be too bad, you know? Could you do something like that?
Padre, figlio, spirito santo.
Thanks a lot, Father. Listen, I appreciate it. I gotta go. I'm so late. I'll see you in church, I hope. Take care.
Rock. Good luck, son.
Don't miss.
Run! Break your head! Wait a minute. You lost your brain or something. We got to fight.
Sorry, sorry. I'm here.
Remember that? Get dressed, will you? There's a million people.
Stu, there are many rumors circulating about this fight.
Well, the most obvious being a definite desire for Apollo to draw first blood, to end it quickly. This would prove his claim of the last fight was a fluke.
Get him. It's time, kid.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I'm ready.
You know, I think I'm starting to get a headache here.
No, you are in perfect working condition. You are perfect.
And you look good, too.
Yes, thanks. And you look perfect.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah.
In case I don't get a chance, I just want to say I'm going to be trying hard for you today, okay?
Thank you.
Ain't this robe nice? Better than last year, that's for sure. Remember that baggy one last year?
This is gorgeous.
Like it? Yeah, it's real cute. I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Rocky Balboa heading toward the ring now. Yes, sir. Rocky Balboa, known to victory. Stallion making his way to the ring. Why this fighter of limited ability has gained such popularity is such a mystery. Rocky Balboa, and the folks here at the Spectrum are beginning to chant his name. He has an awful lot of backers here. Balboa is wearing a black and gold robe. He wore a ring on the last night from that meat packing plant. Some said that was from the high school that he never graduated.
31 years of age. There he is over, shaking hands with the referee, Filippo. And we're waiting now for the champion to come into the ring.
This area is certainly packed with Rocky's people.
I've never seen so many Italians in one place in my life.
Hey, you said that. I didn't say that.
These people are for you, Rocky.
Appreciate it.
Are you ready in here?
I think so.
Yeah, well, tonight's our night, kid.
By the sound, the crowd of the champion is just now coming into the Spectrum. And the champion, Apollo Creed. And he looks a little more determined this time than he did the last time.
Apollo.
Who'd you expect?
I hope you wouldn't show.
Now the champion is climbing into the ring. Very determined looking, very right now. Rocky doesn't look as confident as he might.
You're going down, man. You're going down.
Don't let it bother you, kid.
Would it bother you?
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Philadelphia Spectrum.
Follow. Watch a low puncher and watch the kidney puncher. Watch a rabbit puncher. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to and stay there until I tell you to come out. Understand? Okay, boys, let's have a good fight.
Going down.
still upset.
Who cares? Now listen, protect that eye. And no matter what happens, don't go back to fighting Southpaw till I get in. Now you get him, see?
Okay. Hey, Rock. Good luck.
Now he's going to try to kill you quick. If you get through this first round, and he's ours.
Okay.
Show him who you are.
Balboa, praise him, his corner, the champion dancing over in his corner. We're just seconds away. Right at the century, super fight two, and there's the bell.
The champion comes over in a hurry now. Throws a couple of rights and lefts out there. He starts to take command early here, and now he kind of motions. See, come over to the center of the ring now. Rocky's holding that right hand. He's fighting right-handed.
I don't believe it. The Southpaw still is fighting right-handed.
Did the switching bother you?
Nothing bothered me.
Why, but then you should have had him.
You can't be hurt. The fella, you can't be hurt because you are too tough.
Now, don't let up on this man. This man is dangerous.
This man is dangerous.
This man is dangerous.
That guy is great.
No, no, listen, he's only a man. You can beat him because you're a tank. You're a greasy, fast, 200-pound Italian tank. Go through him. Run over him.
Okay.
Get out of court.
We'll get him.
This is it, man.
That's the ball of time.
Go around, too. The champion comes back out. He's leading across again, starting with the left and left and left. Left to the chin, left to the head, left to the chin, left to the head, coming around now. Just holding that right hand. He's got it cocked. He's just waiting for that precise moment that he wants to. There it is. He unloads his end, but here comes Balboa.
You can't hurt me. He can't hurt me. No way.
Break it up. Break it up. Break it up. Break clean. Now the champion comes for Balboa.
You're too slow. Man, you're too slow. Get your cameras ready. Watch this now. Watch this. He's going down. Here it comes.
Keep it up. I'm standing there. Watch the way he's standing around. Now they're prodding each other.
going down no more.
He's waking you up inside.
What's that eye now?
It works.
You can't do much more with that, can you?
I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Rock, if you get trouble one more time, I'm with
you. They've just done nothing.
Now, listen, let me stop it, son. Listen, you're getting killed out there.
It's my life.
I knew Apollo well ahead. All he has to do is stay away, and he retains the title.
Just stick and like move, life. You understand? Just stick
be
and
like
move. Now, you got 3 minutes.
Now, switch now to Southpaw, anyway.
Are you? No tricks, I ain't switching.
Yeah, but you're fading out here. Why don't you
I don't need no tricks.
All right.
I ain't switching.
All right. Got a plan. You got a switch, kid. He's ready, believe me.
Apollo, don't go for the knockout. You got his ball.
They come to the center of the ring for the start of the 15th and final round.
We're going down.
No way.
Here we go. Let's see what Creed does here now. Creed is starting to move in on Balboa. He's going for the knockout.
The champion comes out jabbing with that left hand, sticking that left hand out.
The champion is beating Balboa in the corner.
No!
Yo, Adrian! I did it!